Grand Forks, welcome back to Geek About's Weird Cinema and my movie Mortuary, where tonight we'll be talking about the Herschel Gordon Lewis-inspired film 2001, Maniacs. So, this movie has great actors in it, even though it's a B-movie. So, but before we do that, we need to make a shout-out to our friends at River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and a movie destination in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. Either dine inside the movie memorabilia-packed restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are Godzilla and Kong, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Knox Goes Away, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Migration. Find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Don't forget about the Tuesday $5 movie special all day long and the $5.50 senior matinee special on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages and is family owned and operated. Sounds like a good time, Wizard. Sounds like a good time. Yeah. This movie has some great actors in it. And it's a cult film, too. I'll talk about that here in a second. It has Robert Englund. For my longtime fans know who that is. That's Freddy Krueger. It has the deathmatch wrestler, Madman Pondo. Great wrestler. He wrestles in barbed wire, thumbtacks, my kind of foray. And it has Travis Tritt, the country music star. I don't know who Travis Tritt played, but if you got these three, it sounds like a really good movie. Herschel Gordon Lewis, to start off with, he's made a bunch of films. Wizard of Gore, I believe, was one of them. Wizard likes that movie. It has the word wizard in the name, doesn't it, Wizard?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I like the Wizard of Gore.
And I believe he did another one called The Gore Gore Girls. And then he did Blood Feast 1 and Blood Feast 2, All You Can Eat, which really pushed the boundaries when they came out. I think Blood Feast came out in like late 60s, early 70s. And there are some scenes in it that are very disturbing. Blood Feast, both Blood Feasts are really disturbing. I've talked about Blood Feast 2 on big streams and TV streams or whatever it's called. But I've never given it an actual Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. I'm going to talk about that movie for a second because I have no clue what Herschel Gordon Lewis has with cannibalism. And there's plenty of that in Blood Feast and plenty of it in 2001 Maniacs. Yeah. Apparently, Herschel Gordon Lewis started off as a English teacher, if I remember right. Kind of weird that he, English teacher, and I believe he was an actor for a while. Kind of sounds like another person I know, Lloyd Kaufman from Troma, who made The Toxic Avenger. He always appears in all of his movies, his own movies. It's the same with Stan Lee and Marvel. Stan Lee appears in all the Marvel movies. Until he passed away, of course, but yeah, in Blood Feast 2, it's basically, there's a guy by the name of Fuad Ramses, and Fuad is trying to appease this ancient Sumerian Egyptian god by making a feast of blood. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Makes you think. But this movie is basically the same thing. Except for it talks about the Confederacy instead of an ancient Egyptian god. As you can see, Robert Englund behind me here, I'm going to move over here for a second, has a eye patch with the Confederate flag on it. There's a song that Herschel Gordon Lewis wrote. I don't believe this is an actual Herschel Gordon Lewis film, per se. It's based after a Herschel Gordon Lewis film. I don't believe it is actually his. I think he passed away before this was made. But he wrote a song for the movie called The South Shall Rise Again. So, basically, the synopsis of the movie is a bunch of college students fail a... They have to rewrite a paper on Confederate history and history of the South and the Civil War. And they don't know that they're going to have the perfect example of this when they get lost going on spring break. And they find a village called Pleasant Valley. Well, Pleasant Valley is pleasant, but not so pleasant. And things just go downhill from that. I'm going to say this, and there's a lot of coitus in this movie. So don't let your kids watch it, because it's very suggestive, because it's a grindhouse film. And all grindhouse films basically either have a lot of sex and a lot of violence and just a lot of everything. They're bordering exploitation films. This would be bordering like Confederate exploitation, if that's even a word or if it's even a thing. It just basically talks about the South, and there's a lot of suggestive material that is stereotypical of the South in the movie. So, yeah, the college student, they find their way into Pleasant Valley, and they hear about this Jubilee thing that's going to happen from Robert Englund's character. I think his name is Buckman or something like that. And they go, oh, you're the guests of honor at this thing. Another throwback to Blood Feast, which he was choosing people to chop up and eat for this feast for the Egyptian god. But there's a lot of similarities between the two films. You can tell the same people inspired or made them. Yeah, you know, and everything is like very nostalgic in this movie, like the clothes that the people are wearing and things like that. A lot of blood. I like the drawn and quartered scene. They tie a woman up to a horse, and four horses, one rope for each appendage, and then they pull her apart. I thought that was kind of funny. I'd never seen that in a film before. There was a few crushed animals in this movie. You know, I don't like animal violence, but anyways, things are starting to get weird in Pleasant Valley, and people start disappearing, and apparently they're eating them for dinner every night. And Robert Englund's character says, "We will never go hungry again." Which is another line, I believe, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Toby Hooper's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They say we will never go hungry again. So, but, yeah, you know, it's a great movie. Herschel Gordon Lewis doesn't get as much credit as he should, because there was a release a few years, like 8 or 9 years ago, called the Herschel Gordon Lewis Feast. And they released all of his movies on DVD. It's very, very pricey. I tried getting a copy, and it was like $80, $90 for just a copy of the movie. But there was like 18 discs, so... But, yeah, you know, basically it leads up to the jamboree. As I said, people are disappearing left and right and all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, you know, if you want to watch this movie, watch it. But if you also want to watch Blood Feast 2 and Blood Feast 1, they would be good starting off points for any Herschel Gordon Lewis. I've never seen the Gore Gore Girls, and I don't think I've ever seen The Wizard of Gore, because those are just very hard to find movies. But yeah, and they finally escape, but two of the people escape Pleasant Valley during the Jubilee or Jamboree or whatever you want to call it. And as it goes, they bring the cops back to where Pleasant Valley was supposed to be. And you know what they find? They find out Pleasant Valley is a cemetery. There was none of the houses there, none of the people, and there was a statue that said the South shall rise again, and it had Robert Englund's character, a bust of Robert Englund's character. So it was all paranormal. I kind of figured something paranormal was going to come up. I thought maybe vampires or werewolves or whatchamacallit, but it was ghosts. So, 1 second here. The body count for this is my weird stats. The body count for this movie was 12 that I counted. Death Jitsu, one car hit armadillo, one death by ingesting acid, one lady crushed by bell, one impaled throat body to be cooked, one ground up rat, one bite of death, one man crushed, one death by cleaver, and my favorite one, death by barbed wire head cut off. So, 2001 Maniacs, I would suggest, is a great movie. But we're going to have a shout-out from our friends at Executive Properties.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Diane says Executive Properties did a roof project and remodeled a bathroom in our house. We were happy with their quality of work, and the projects were completed in a timely manner. We will use Executive Properties for our next home project. Get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
Welcome back. Well, that's all for our show today, but next week we will be doing the movie Poltergeist 2, The Other Side. So, looking forward to that. Stay weird, Grand Forks.